friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today is not going to be a long podcast. It's going to be quite a short one. I'm going to talk about DJ Polly D's performance at Universal Studios Mardi Gras. I'm going to tell you the good things, the bad things. You know me. I'll tell you all. I did not eat any of the food or drink any of the specialty drinks for Mardi Gras, so you're not going to get a food review from me regarding that. I would have loved to, but I ended up eating at Hard Rock, so I ate the food and drank the drinks there, so there's no food review from that. I will tell you, overall, I had a fun time. I did get some beads from Mardi Gras. Like I said, in a Mardi Gras, one of my Mardi Gras posts that I did not that long ago. All the performers, everyone that was part of the Mardi Gras parade did a fantastic job. Very colorful. Like I said, it is the 30th year of Mardi Gras at Universal. They did a fantastic job overall. Great experience. I did check out the Cursed Coconut Club, which is the red coconut club overlay for Mardi Gras. Again, it is, they have different themes for it depend on what event's going on. And when you go inside and out and around the now Cursed Coconut Club, very Mardi Gras theme. You can see things like from the bayou, and the creative team did a very great job with the Cursed Coconut Club. Overall, really, really good. Chef's kiss. So let's get on with DJ Polly D and his performance, my thoughts, and everything like that. So overall, I thought he did an amazing job. This is the first time I saw DJ Polly D perform live. If you don't know who DJ Polly D is, he was in a reality TV show that came in the early 10s called Jersey Shore, which was on MTV. That lasted 6 seasons, and then it ended, and then they came back near to the end of the 2000s with Jersey Shore Family Vacation. So he's a personality. So he is a reality TV show. He's one of my favorites on the show. My other favorite is Nicole, aka Snooki. Party's here! And I love Polly's energy that he brings to the show and how he's an extrovert. And I've seen him on the show on Family Vacation. Do like they show a little snippets of him at his shows. So I was excited to finally see him live. So I'm like I always do, I do bad news first and then I do the good news. So bad news is, and it's not a Polly D review being like he did bad or anything, that's not the bad news. The bad news has to do with Universal and then a lot of the other, and Disney, when they have concerts at their little stages outside. These concerts are usually between 30 to max an hour 30. So what I'm saying, they're too short. They are too short. And some people might say it's a DJ set. It doesn't matter if it's a DJ set. I've been to House of Blues and been to their Club 90s events, which has a DJ, and they're 3 hours long. So I don't think it was a DJ Polly D issue. I think it was just a theme park issue. They need to close that up Pacific time, which I understand, but it lets the audience want more in a bad way. I'm a concert goer, so I've been to a lot of concerts that are 2 hours, 3 hours long, and wanting more, but in a good way, being like, oh, this was such a fun concert. I want to do it again. I want to see them again. This was more of a, is done already? Really? Aww. Because I was talking to a lot of fellow guests in the audience after the concert ended, and we were talking about the day before. He was in Miami. That concert was 3 hours long. So, again, I'm putting it, I understand, like, they can only have it in small intermits, but I wish it was longer. For example, Joe Jonas was at Universal. So was All Time Low. I know in Disney they have their concert series as well. Like I said again, for those, they're too short. Wanting more in a bad way, meaning it's too short. It needs to be longer. But overall, like, not if I'm not gonna count the length, he did a great job. Polly does a good job with his craft. He's very passionate in what he's doing. When he started, he was like, yeah, buddy. And when he ended, if you watch Jersey Shore, his quote that everybody knows him from the original was when they were going out to the clubs and stuff like that, are cabs are here, cabs are here. So he ended with that. So much fun. If you've never been like myself, this was my first time. He did a lot of 2000s and 2010s music and remixes of those. So if you are born in the 90s or early 2000s, you would know a lot of the songs that he was playing on his set list. I was having a bop, dancing, having fun. I wasn't really too close. Again, I love how there's screens everywhere. So because, again, I am on the shorter side, I got to see what was going on because of the screen. I did at the end, like when people were leaving, because people leave concerts early. I don't know why. You should stay for the whole show, whether it's a concert, whether it is a Broadway show. I think you should stay until the end. I believe a lot of people leave because traffic, but you're to get out, and I'm like, you're gonna be in the traffic line. Leaving before the applause or anything, you're still gonna be in the traffic line no matter what. You leaving early is not going to beat that. You're still gonna be in the traffic line. Just wait it out. Watch the whole thing. His energy, Paulie's energy, was amazing. He was interacting. If you've seen the Jersey Shore period and you know Paulie's energy, that's what he brings to the show. Another negative thing that I'm going to mention was he just stayed at the DJ booth, and again, like, maybe that's how DJs usually do. They usually just stay in the DJ booth and do their stuff and be all lively. But for me, as someone like that, their first like DJ experience was Club 90, and their DJs that they have, and some of them being really lively, some of them being amazing. I was like, oh, I thought, you know, Polly was gonna be more, you know, going around the stage instead of staying in his DJ booth. But also, like, I haven't been to, like, a concert at the outside in Universal. But what I did see is, like, the DJ booth was way, way further than, like, where all the fans are. So that could also be a reason why it couldn't be that entertaining. Or it might be both that and he just stays in his booth. Because I did look at his Instagram and all, and him in Miami, he just stays in the booth and is all lively there. So I think it's just like a regular DJ thing that they just stay in the booth. Which for me, I'm like, I wish he would be like more lively. But either way, he did a fantastic job. I wouldn't say that Paulie is my... I would say he's a really great DJ, but I wouldn't say he's my favorite DJ. My favorite DJ, he's a DJ for Club 90, Bop to the Top, and the new project that he's doing, which is the Stan Society, and that is DJ Jeffrey. He's very lively, interactive with the crowd. He dances, he goes into the crowd, he serves, he like interacts with the crowd a lot. And for me, I like that kind of DJ. Maybe it's the like that kind, those DJs are not the regular DJs. But, like, for me, I like that more because I'm like, I want to interact with you. I want to dance with you. I want to have fun with you. While, like, Paulie, it's more of, like, he's in his booth. I'm not... We are interacting a bit, but not as much as I want. If that makes sense to anyone at all. But overall, I had fun. I had a blast. I would see Paulie again, maybe in like Miami or anywhere else that he has a show, so I get the full 3-hour performance. Because, like I said, I looked at his Instagram. He was in Miami. I saw a lot of stories, and what I'm seeing is like it was a 3-hour show because he was at a venue that would allow him to do his whole set on, like, Universal. But here's another thing that, before I end this podcast, I loved a lot of people's outfits. A lot of people dressed up. I saw people as Snooki, as Dina, as Paulie, as Vinny, as Mike, as Jenny, the whole Jersey fam. Also having dressed up like the Meatballs, having Jersey shirts, having Guido Guido shirts, having Cavs are here, yeah buddy shirts, and different shirts and outfits relating to Jersey Shore. I loved that. And that, I thought it was amazing. Just like if you went to any other concerts, like their thing, like the crowd did amazing. Like I said, it was lovely having fun with a lot of people. This is like my type of thing. The Broadway stuff is my type of thing. So is like Disney and going to concerts and live performances. So this being my first Universal concert experience, it was amazing. So when it comes to the parade, the entertainment, overall, I would say Universal Mardi Gras is a great, you guys should go check it out. And then I did see, like, some of the food in, like, on the app. And I've been told, like, it's more on the spicy side. Some of it is more it's more like how it actually is. And again, I don't like spice. I'm spice averse. I can't take spice. So that's another reason that some of the food I did not have either. But overall, I had a fun time at Mardi Gras this year. I will go back next year and maybe to another concert, even though they're on the shorter side, and I will again be sad that it's not as long, because it would usually be minimum 2 hours. But I had a great time. We'll do it again. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Love you all. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.